At age 16, I was driving a Bulldog Mack from the farms of New Jersey to the Washington Market in New York, driving a big Bulldog chain-driven Bulldog Mack truck. The site of the Washington Market is where the footsteps of the World Trade Buildings are today. We had an especially big load, so the owner sent a helper with me by the name of Nick. Nick was from, where do we say, Liechtenstein? Nick liked his whiskey. Nick was a terrific helper. He'd do that whole load himself. So Nick said, "Paranak, do you have a quarter on you? I want to have a drink." I made a mistake of pulling out a handful of change because he saw more than one quarter. He said, "Give me another quarter. I can get three for a half." At this time, prohibition was in effect. So on the way back, coming through the New Jersey railroad marshaling yards at Jersey City, we stopped at a speakeasy, which was on the grounds of the railroad. The speakeasy had been padlocked, and it was necessary to go around to the back door, knock, be recognized, and give the proper password. So I sat in a truck while Nick went in to have a drink. I sat and sat and sat. We're around 2 o'clock in the morning. I'd like to get home. So I decided I'd go and retrieve Nick. I knocked on the door. I didn't know the password, but I said I wanted to talk to Nick, and they knew Nick in there. When I entered, the scene was this. We had a long bar. Behind the bar was a cash register with a single drop light. And I noticed a baseball bat alongside of the cash register. The rest of the room was dark with tables and chairs. Just as I walked in, the light went out. Total darkness. There was a lot of screaming by the bartender. He thought he was being robbed. I ducked under a table. Finally, the light came on. So we resumed our previous positions, shall we say. But now Nick was addressing the bartender. Nick, I guess, already had his three drinks because he was not too sober. So he was trying to placate the bartender that we weren't trying to rob him. Now remember, I'm the only strange face in that place. And the bartender's still shaking from his just previous experience. So while Nick is placating, he says, "Charlie," and Nick reaches up. He pulls the pull chain and out goes the light again. And I ducked under a table again. The light came on. I don't know what the sequence was. It all happened so fast, but the light came on. Here I am under a table in a cafe on my hands and knees, and the bartender looking right at me with a pistol right in my face. And he said, "Come out, you SOB, or I'll shoot you." And he was angry. The only thought that crossed my mind, it wasn't really fear of being shot. It was the shame that I would bring on my family. What would my mother think with her son being shot in the saloon? We never went back.